This is Katie Breedeman for The Voice of Charity. On this week's podcast, three members of the Lake County Women's Board, Carolyn Milligan, Gina Zazouk, and Sandra Adam, join me to preview one of Catholic Charity's signature events that's coming up on Saturday, April 20th, The Art of Caring. Carolyn, can we start off with you? Can you please remind our audience what the mission is of the Women's Board of Lake County?
Thanks, Katie. It's so nice to be here. Honestly, the mission, which was started over 30 years ago by our founding members, continues. It's the same every year. We have volunteer opportunities that we give to our board members. We support all of the programs in Lake County, the regional offices there. We have our fundraiser that we do every year, the Art of Caring, which is our signature event. And then raising awareness, you know, among our neighbors and letting them know that there is a need. There is a huge need in Lake County, and it's an ongoing need that we need to be there to fill and help these people.
It's so inspiring when I have been in meetings with you ladies, because you're very busy ladies, and many work outside the home, and those who don't are involved in numerous philanthropic organizations, but you're so dedicated, you're so committed to the mission of Catholic Charities, and I just am so inspired by the way that you continue that. You start in September every year, right? And
yes.
Then conclude in May of every year?
Yes. So our calendar year goes September through May. We have our opening meeting in September, our closing lunch in May. It's a great group of women, and like you said, they're incredibly dedicated. They have other jobs, other boards that they serve on. But I think, you know, Catholic Charities of Lake County touches on pretty much everything, and anybody that has an interest in helping in any avenue can come onto our board, and they can get involved. They can get involved with veterans, senior citizens. They can get involved with, you know, children aging out of foster care. We have our diaper depot. There's so many programs. It's you know, one-stop shop, I always say. And the women on the board are so dynamic, and they love helping with these programs. So yeah, we have a great board.
And they're so talented. These women have so many skills and there's different committees on your board that they can all contribute to, right?
Absolutely. All different types of committees we have. We started the Welcome Home program, which we're going to hear about later. Gina and Sandra are going to talk about that. That is a program that we started ourselves on the board to help with families going into apartments, children aging out of foster care. We help, and Gina will talk about that. I'm not going to get into the details and steal their thunder, but yes, we have so many women across so many different professional careers as well that help. Publicity, we have fabulous people there, so it's a great dynamic board of women, and it's amazing.
Well, and you do a phenomenal job as president. I've been fortunate to witness a couple of your board meetings, and you're just a gift to the group, I will say that.
Well, thanks, Katie. I didn't think I'd have to be on this live TV, so that was one thing that did not have in my job description, so that was a little scary, but I'm here, so thank you. I do want to spread the word, and I do appreciate having the opportunity to do that for our board.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit more about this Art of Caring that's coming up on Saturday, April 20th. As you said, it's your signature event, and it gathers wonderful, very kind-hearted people all over Cook and Lake counties in support of Catholic Charities. Can you tell us some details about this special event?
Yeah, so our event is going to be at a beautiful historic club on Green Bay Road in the heart of Lake Forest. We have a different location pretty much every year for this event. We had taken a couple years off for COVID, so this is the second year that we're doing it since COVID. We have a beautiful band, we have a live auction, we have our paddle raise, we'll have a film that will show, you know, all the different programs in Lake County and what the money is supporting. So we have businesses in Lake County and Cook County that do help and contribute, and it's a very well-known event and very, you know, well attended, and it's a very fun event. So it's our signature fundraiser. We've been doing it 30 plus years, It's evolved a little bit, but I think, I think it's a blast. And I think if people can come and see what we're all about, they will not be disappointed.
Well, and for anybody who's interested in learning more about the art of caring, we invite you to go to catholiccharities.net/enableourwork/attend an event. And there's registration opportunities, there's sponsorship opportunities still available. And you can also purchase your tickets right there. And so we'll show that again, a couple times here during the show today. But it really is a fabulous event, and we're so grateful for the teamwork that goes into putting this together. I know you've got yes. support from my wonderful colleagues in the Institutional Advancement yes. Department, but you ladies each take committees and run with them as well, right, Carolyn?
We do, and we have women that are table captains. We have women that are doing the auction piece. We have women that are doing entertainment piece and decorations. So it does. It takes a village, and we all come together, and it ends up in culminating in a gorgeous night. Everyone has a great time. It's not to be missed, honestly. I think people, I've had nothing but wonderful feedback from years past and how much fun people have had. And it really gives you an education about what Lake County, the programs available, and how far the reaches are in those programs. It's amazing.
Yes. Earlier in the program, Carolyn, you mentioned there is the Women's Board starts every September. There's different projects, initiatives that they own and generously contribute to from September to May. Catholic Charities, throughout the year, including Christmas gifts for some of our families who are struggling and volunteer opportunities in our two Lake County regional offices. Yep. But one program that we really would like to highlight today here is called the Welcome Home Project. It is such a special project. And Gina and Sandra have been leading this project for a number of years. And so I'd like to turn to them if I can, and please ask Gina to start us off and tell us a little bit about the Welcome Home Project. What are its goals, and how did you first get involved?
Well, I got involved. My neighbor, of course, came down the street and said, "Oh, can you help me with something?" She had been a volunteer at the office in Waukegan at the reception desk, and she noticed that these people were working with the caseworkers and getting their first apartments, and they didn't have very much. And she would go home and clean out her closets and bring stacks of quarters to young gentlemen that were aging out of foster care, and they didn't even have quarters to do their laundry. So she started it, and it was Colleen Bowman, and she called me one day and she said, "I need help. Can you come and help me?" So I got involved with her, and it just spiraled into a sheet of paper that we give to each caseworker with about 40 different items listed, from kitchen items to bedding to bathroom items to cleaning items and laundry baskets. And we ask each caseworker when they work with the client to get them their first apartment. They check off their top 10 items, and then we go to work and try to provide these items for them. So it's spiraled into about 80 families every year. We don't end in May when the Women's Board ends. We go all summer long. We go 12 months a year. And it's become quite a huge event for our Women's Board. And it's get in there and get your hands dirty and work. My garage has been shelved in, and I have all my everything is in my garage that we need or that we collect. And people give us used items. They give us brand new items. They give us gift cards and cash. We shop, and we end up providing each family with the basic things that they need to have to open their own home and have a beautiful place.
It's one of the most Christian projects I've ever heard of at Catholic Charities, where you selfless women drop everything when you hear that someone is moving from a shelter to an apartment, and you pretty much get notice and you get to work within hours, and often maybe a day or two, but often hours before that you have noticed that this person's moving into an apartment. And yeah. I have to say, Gina, your leadership has been so important to the success of this program, as well as yours has, Sandra. May I ask when you got involved and what you like to do in the program? Is there a certain aspect of it that is especially enjoyable for you?
Well, Gina and I were just talking about this. I think I started helping her 5 years ago, and it really started out slowly. I heard that she was doing this with Colleen, and oftentimes footing the cost of these items, and I said, you know, that's, we can do better. There are many women who would like to contribute to this endeavor, and we started with just a small inventory of towels and sheets and pots and pans. And as Gina mentioned, we have now quite a nice system of shelving that she and I built, I will add. And so we start with an inventory of what's already there and then kind of go down the list of what the caseworkers deliver to us. And if it's a family, it could be a single mom with three kids. We've had single parents with five kids, and we just have to fill in the best we can. One of the very most important things is that everyone gets a brand new pillow. That's really important, you know, when you finally have a bed to call your own, that you have a pillow to put your head down on. So it, I'll go shopping, I go to garage sales, I'll go to the dollar store, wherever we need to pick up the items we need. It's just been a tremendous opportunity to spread a little grace.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago, with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.